Broadcasting live from Georgia State University's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Demo Day at Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta. It's time for GSU E&I Radio. Now, here's your host.
This is a special GSU E&I radio show broadcasting live from Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta at the Entrepreneurship Summit GSU 2022, celebrating this year's Main Street Entrepreneur Seed Fund Cohort Number 3. I'm your host, Lee Cantor, and I got with me one of the godfathers of the entrepreneurial kind of ecosystem here in the VC world, Sig Mosley with Zane Venture Fund and Mosley Ventures. Welcome, Sig.
Well, good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I am excited to talk to you and learn more about Zane Venture Fund. Tell us a little bit about that and tell us about why it was important for you to start this fund.
Well, I joined Zane, well, from the very beginning, and I am now a venture partner. Zane is concentrating on providing diversity among the entrepreneurs, among the management teams, and a part of that helping to grow the equity that entrepreneurs will come out of it. It's very important that underrepresented minorities be involved in the venture world, because they, when you have a diverse team, you get better results, you get brighter ideals, you get more challenges to the traditional ways. So it's important that the teams be made up of different types of people. And in that regard, that is what I wanted to see happen. Because I've been doing this for many, many years. And in the past, this had not been an area that we really took a look at. So when I decided not to raise Mosley 2, I still wanted to be involved in something. So I went out to look at where I could go. I had the opportunity to join two or three normal venture funds, all white males, where I would have been another pea in the pod. I had met Shava along the way. I knew her. I had coached her. And I felt she brought something to the table that we had not seen here in Atlanta. And it was something that we needed to have happen here. So I felt joining her, I could add more value to helping her build this type of fund than I could in any other fund.
And is that what compelled you to partner with the Main Street Fund to kind of lean into this GSU ecosystem here? Because they are, to me, more representative of, I think Main Street is the appropriate term for them. Their entrepreneurs aren't necessarily kind of the high-flying tech people you would find maybe elsewhere. You're finding people that, you know, it could be a mom and pop at the corner.
Right, right. And that part of it, you could call, you know, even though a number of it are, I get you would call tech focus, very focused on tech, they are a lot of entrepreneurs that are non-tech. You know, think about any kind of franchise, you know, a McDonald's, a Chick-fil-A. You have to be an entrepreneur to want to run one of those. You want to run any type of business, you are an entrepreneur. Therefore, entrepreneurs are probably greater in number outside of the tech area, but you just hear a lot more about tech entrepreneurs.
And then is that because in the venture world, you're looking for those kind of billion-dollar companies, the ones that can be the grand slam home run, and then the mom and pop, you're not going to get that a lot of times. You might if they turn into a big franchise, but most of these mom and pops are going to be, you know, if they make a few million-dollar business, that's a big win for them individually. That's a big win for their family, their community, and their stakeholders.
Right. It really is. But that also one of their challenges is that you get to find the right type of angel investor and or VC who are willing to invest in that and who are willing to take possibly lesser returns than you would in a tech type company.
Right. Does that exist? I mean, other than Zane, it's a small group, isn't it?
It is a small group, but it does exist. Angels probably are more available in that area because you think about people who have built the businesses in the past and who have retired, made money, and they want to give back to the community. They want to give back to other people doing the same work that they did. They tend to be available to invest in the, and they are more venture funds beginning to come into the, but you got to go out and find them.
Now, is it because, are they seeing this as philanthropy, as by doing good, rather than, because in the venture funds, they need the big returns because most of them aren't going to work out. So you need the big returns to kind of cover for the majority that aren't going to make it.
Well, there are some philanthropy here, but, you know, you also have what you call impact investing. You house people who want to have an impact in the community. You look at what John Emley and I did from 1990 to 2010. 98% of the investments we did, even though they were all tech, they were located here in Atlanta. We were trying to have an impact on the Atlanta community. So you have impact investing on entrepreneurs in other areas as well.
And then that's laid the foundation to where we are today.
That right, it really has. And, you know, Main Street is a great example, you know, of a fund that will help seed companies, and they don't have to be tech companies. The people who are investors in the Main Street Fund are willing to do that and are willing to give money and to take a bigger chance of what kind of returns that they will get.
Now, are you seeing the Atlanta investor change over the years? Like you said, in the 90s and before, a typical Atlanta investor might have been real estate focused, the developer focused. Are you seeing them opening up more to this angel type investing in tech firms and in these kind of Main Street funds? Are you seeing that investor evolve also?
Not as much as we need to see it. Real estate people still just want to invest in real estate, and that because that what they know. They like to be able to touch the ground they are investing in and so on. But we are beginning to see more people who are coming out of other businesses beginning to open up more into, I think, really impact investing.
And then is there any advice you would give the entrepreneur out there or the budding entrepreneur out there that maybe thinks that this is something they'd like to do, but they don't kind of have the resources? Are you finding that the Atlanta ecosystem has resources for kind of entrepreneurs of all types?
They are resources, but they are limited to where they are and how much they are. You have to, particularly if you are a non-tech, you have to really work to find the resources. A tech entrepreneur can find the resources, but he also can waste a lot of time interviewing venture capitalists who are not going to be investing in him. So the entrepreneur need to do a lot of due diligence on the venture capitalist. They need to do their research and only talk to the one that will invest in their type of business.
And then when you're looking, when an entrepreneur is looking for a good venture capital match, it's not just the money, right? You need to really be aligned philosophically and not just take money for the sake of money. You need the connections. You need the relationships. And you want to take smart money, not just money, right?
Right, yes. Because if you don't, you wind up with dumb money. Mm-hmm. And while that may help you grow, it won't help you build your business, really.
And there's a difference between growth and building a business that's sustainable.
Yes, no question about it. And you want to build that sustainable business because that is where you are going to be able to also one day give back to the community and maybe become an angel investor yourself.
Now, from that standpoint, when an entrepreneur does kind of graduate and then wants to kind of join that family of angels and VCs, any advice for that person?
Yes, they They need to work with other angels to be able to really educate themselves. We have the Atlanta Technology Angels here. We also have what we call Angel Lounge, which is a group of angels who are working to help other angels to get educated on how not to make some of the errors that they made along the way.
Now, is there anything you think that the Atlanta entrepreneurial ecosystem needs? Like, how are you bullish? Like, you've been here for a minute and you've seen different things. Are you excited about tomorrow, or are we in the kind of the glory days?
Oh, no, I think we, I would say I'm very bullish. I think we have a lot of opportunity here. You know, seeing what the Main Street Sun and what Georgia Slate are doing, they have really come into the entrepreneurial community and have built something that we didn't have 5 to 8 years ago. We have a number of accelerators. You know, we also now have Kennesaw Slate that is very involved, as well as Georgia Tech, Emory, and UGA. Now, I think we have a great opportunity to grow here. We just got to get through our current financial crisis in the country, not just Atlanta. That crisis is a nationwide crisis.
Globally.
Yes.
As well. Now, from a Zane Venture Fund standpoint and partnering here at GSU, are you excited about how that's going? Or are you pleased with what you're seeing? Are you excited about the future with growing that relationship?
Oh, yes. Yes. I think the two-day event where Georgia Slate had taken it to a second day, and Zane is really a part of it. I think that will help expose people at Georgia Slate to what Zane can do, and at the same time, we can help grow both sides of the fund and Georgia Slate, and can make an impact on the community.
Now, is Zane, as part of the growth of Zane, are they looking for other partnerships with universities around the country?
Yes, we are. We are, you know, and we have some informal partnerships with some universities already, but the one with Georgia Slate is the most outgoing one.
Well, if somebody wants to learn more about Zane or connect with you or somebody on the team, what's the website?
It's zane.vc, the website. And if you just Google Sig Mosley, you'll find a way to find me.
All right, Sig. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today. You're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. We'll be back in a few at the Entrepreneurship Summit GSU 2022.